Could I have stopped the affair? That's a question that frankly haunts a lot of people. Yes, we all recognize that the person who chose to cheat is the one at fault. Yes, we recognize that if there were problems within the relationship, they should have, communicated them instead of acting out in a ridiculous, painful, evil way. We recognize that. That's the main thing I want to say up front. Is that it's very clear they should not have cheated. However, there still is often that part in the back of your head that wonders, if I had been more kind, if I had been more attentive, if I had helped with XYZ thing that really bothers them and puts them in a bad mood, if I had bought them gifts, if I had done, there's so many little things or big things that come to mind. If we had sex more often, who knows what it is for you that you're curious about? Would that have stopped the affair from happening? And the answer is that you have absolutely no way of knowing. And it's really not that helpful of a question to get caught up in. Because let's just consider both possibilities. If the answer is yes, then that means it would have just been duct tape to a relationship that was inherently fragile and breaking anyway. And is that really what you want? To just live in a duct tape marriage. And for some people, especially if there's a lot of entanglement in terms of financial dependency on one person from the other, having kids involved, all that kind of stuff, the answer might be yes, you would have technically preferred that. But unfortunately, that is gone. Then the second alternative is no, that they would have cheated anyway. And this is the case, I'd say, in the majority of times anyway. Yes, you could have maybe stalled it. Maybe they would have done it at different timing. Who knows? But most of the time, cheaters are going to cheat. So where do you go from there? What do you do with this information? Really, you just ignore it. Ask better questions that direct yourself toward healing. What do I want in a future relationship? Or with this relationship I currently have, if you're choosing to seek reconciliation, what can I do to improve it? What can we do to rebuild trust? But wondering about hypotheticals, about past scenarios, typically isn't going to do much unless you're able to get specific information about it out of it that will help you in the future. So if you do recognize that there were contributing factors, you really were absent, you really were ignoring them, you really were harsh or placing too much expectations on them, then you can still apologize for those things. You can still apologize in a way where you're not acting like it was your fault. You can still own up to those and commit to not making those mistakes in the future. But beyond that, playing the game of, in a hypothetical universe, what would have happened with XYZ really doesn't matter anymore.